It's time for us to bring in our very own Mr. B. Now, Mr. Bean, Mr. B, Mike Brennan is with us with MI Tech News. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great, Foster. Thanks for asking. I'm in northern Michigan right now at a pig roast / high school graduation party.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to suffer. And a gorgeous day, this first day of summer. Shane is shaking his head.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Oh, that's right. Suffering for the family up there at the pig roast. Well, Mike, let's talk about some of your headlines at MI Tech News this week. The LARA warns of a scam hitting corporations and limited liability companies. First of all, what's LARA?
Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs.
Oh, okay. So what is the scam that's coming out?
Well, there's some non-governmental entity that's saying that you have to pay $59.99 to stay legal with your incorporation for both regular corporations and LLCs. And what Lara is saying is that's not true. So you're going to spend this $59.99 and does absolutely nothing for you. So
where's the scam coming in? Is it over internet, or is it something that's coming in the mail, or is it just everywhere?
Well, they're coming in a variety of ways. Okay. They're just contacting businesses with mail and email and different things, saying, because all that records, they can look them up. It's all, public information. So they're just trying to scam me out of $60.
Another way of going after us. All right. Another one I saw here in your headlines, where it's a deadline for $1 million, Accelerate Michigan and Innovation Competition, which is coming up on July 23rd.
Well, that's the deadline, actually. The competition's in November, but you got to get signed up first.
By the 23rd of July. Okay.
Yeah, first prize is $500,000, which I think is the biggest one in the country. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah, Gary's here again.
I am, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
Is
that the biggest one in the country?
I do believe it is, sir.
So that's a lot of money that's out there for, and this could be for anybody who has a great idea. Is that the idea?
Yep. Well, there are some requirements you have to meet, and if you read the story on the website, it'll lead you to the right place to find all that information out. But again, you got a little over a month to get a basic 5-page cover sheet in and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have a business plan, but all the specs are right there.
So. Well, folks, that's good. That's a good example of why you want to get MI Tech News delivered to you every Friday in the morning in your email box, and it's absolutely free. Because if you are a business, if you got something good going there, you will suddenly have an avenue here to tap into the possibility of $500,000 that you could be winning. And you wouldn't know about that unless you got this kind of a headline showing up in your mailbox. And again, by the way, the way to get hold of the MI Tech News subscription, and it's absolutely free if you're into technology or finding out more about business opportunities in the state of Michigan, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're somebody who's just fascinated by technology, it's a great place to go and have essentially come to you with all these headlines, and it costs you absolutely nothing.
And Foster, even if you're not the entrepreneur, but you're a relative of an entrepreneur who's been hit up in the friends and family round of financing their new business, right? You might say, hey, wait, get MI Tech News.
That's right.
MI Tech News, and find out about this competition, and you get the money from them.
Yeah,
next time.
Stay out of my bank account. Well, get it for free by going to internetadvisor.net. Scroll down the page to the subscribe button and click on that, and you're on your way. Hey, Mike, one of the other headlines I saw in here was that P.F. Chang, which is a restaurant chain has announced that it is one of the latest ones to have a data breach.
Yeah, it's kind of like Yogi Berra saying it's deja vu all over again. we keep seeing this repeatedly, and until we fix our credit card situation and make them more like the Europeans with Smart Chip, they're just really, really easy to rip you off with the way we currently have with that little metal strip on the back. So they're moving in that direction, but the Target breach really gave them religion, and now they're moving very quickly to fix that.
Was it many people that were hit in that one, do you know?
That was a couple thousand. It went out to everybody that had a debit card or a credit card with T.O. Chang. So.
Yeah.
And they say that, there are two types of companies, those that have had a breach and those that will. So,
and speaking of the smart chips, when my daughter just left for London, we had a heck of a time and could not find anyone that really produces a true smart chip here in the United States.
Yeah.
Even the ones that do, they're not chip and pin. They're all chip and sign. Right. So, we had a really difficult time.
Yeah, Shane?
You know, Mike, I was going to say, you know, being the retail end of this, I'm seeing more and more people using cash now because of these breaches.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a lot more.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So, which is a benefit, I guess, to the retailers.
Yeah, I mean,
because you don't have to pay
fees,
those fees.
Correct, yeah.
Exactly.
It's just really hard to use it online.
Yeah, but at the same time, I can't say, you know, can you bring it to? I'll pay cash for this if you bring the price down a little bit. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you. Hey, Mike. Let's one last thing here. I noticed a headline in here about Tesla, and Elon Musk is offering his patents up absolutely free to the public.
Yeah, the whole thinking here is open source kind of strategy. Yeah, hey, let's just give it to everybody. We'll really build up that market, and all, you know, the rising tide will float all boats. I'm mixing a whole lot of metaphors here. So, but I mean, that's the idea behind it.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people go, really? You know, that seems a bit crazy, but hey, it might work.
I love his adventuresomeness as an entrepreneur, that he'd be willing to take a crack at something like this. And some people have said kind of cynically, well, maybe it's just his way of getting all the other people with the battery charging technology, which is really where his key patents are,
right.
to accept his standard. And then
whatever, you know, it takes. If we have a standard, you know, that's exactly the right thing. If we have a standard, it's going to propel that industry. More power to
more
anybody
power to
that
him.
Can help create a standard by giving it away to everybody who wants it.
Yep. All right. Elon, thank you so much. Elon.
I was going to say, didn't Tesla originally give away all his patents too? He didn't believe in patenting.
That's right.
It's sort of like this is a weird coincidence about
that
100 years apart.
That is interesting. Tesla did that. I think you're right.
Well, you know, just because you light a candle from another candle doesn't diminish the light in the first candle.
Oh, I like this. Boy, these are rich metaphors we have here.
Sure. Wow.
I've tried to top
that. You know?
All right, Mike, back to the pig roast.
All right, thank you. One drink and happy first day of summer.
Thank you, Mike,
take
so
care,
much.
Mike.
And Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Again, go on our home site, internetadvisor.net, scroll down, and just press subscribe now button.